Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1444, slide. Visible translated text is as follows of the shoulder. Affiant further states that she related the above facts to the detectives who were then working on the case and that her affidavit was taken by them. Affiant states that some of her associates are Miss Mary Perk, Jenny Wayfield, Annie Howe, her Georgia X denim mark sworn to and subscribed before me this 30th day of April, 1914. J.O. Knight, N.P. Fulton County, Georgia, N.P. Seal. Correction made before being sworn, J.O. Knight, Notary Public. Witness, Eula Flowers, N.V. Darley. Exhibit D, Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, Fulton Superior Court, versus extraordinary motion for new trial, Leo V. Frank. Personally appeared Mrs. Georgia Denham, who on upon oath states that she was present in the metal room at the National Pencil Company's plant on Monday, April 28, 1913, when some strands of hair were found upon a certain lathe and which were sought to be identified as the hair of Mary Fagan, deceased. Affiant further states that she was well acquainted with the deceased Mary Fagan and with the color of her hair, and that the hair above mentioned was not the hair of Mary Fagan, that it was entirely too light in color to have been from the head of the deceased Mary Fagan, that Mary Fagan's hair of an auburn hue, while that found on the lathe was more blonde. Deponent states that amongst those present at the time were Mrs. Cora Lavender, R.P. Barrett, Cora Falta, Marjorie McCord, Miss Jimmy Wayfield. Deponent states some of her associates are